Scottie Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. Apparently, Rachel Maddow is becoming the queen of fake news on corporate media. Of course, she's with MSNBC. Seems that she did not learn her lesson from that, I don't know what you would call it, that in non-news story about Donald Trump's taxes, and they played it up like it was going to be this big story, and it turned out to be nothing. Now she's pushing another fake story, and of course, she's a surrogate for Hillary Clinton, and they just can't accept the fact that Hillary Clinton was one of the most terrible candidates ever to run for the office of the presidency, carrying so much baggage you would mistake her for a baggage handler at an airport. But, you know, they want to continue to float out these conspiracy theories about the Russians hacking the 2016 elections, which would mean vote flipping. If you're going to tell me you hacked an election or someone hacked an election, I'm going to assume you're talking about electronic vote flipping as we saw in 2000, as we saw in 2004. But no, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about somebody hacked the DNC emails, which revealed that the DNC was cheating all the Democratic contenders in favor of Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, the DNC, again, will be answering questions in the DNC fraud lawsuit a little later this month. But no intelligence agency has actually examined any of Hillary, the DNC servers. They did examine Hillary Clinton's server, her private server, and found that she was lying about she only emailed about family stuff with Bill Clinton, when it turns out she had over 30,000 work-related emails on that server. But the DNC servers have never been examined by the FBI, by any intelligence agency that would be in line to examine these servers to see if they were really hacked. But that's not what they're talking about. I have no clue to what they're talking about, because they don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. They're just pushing propaganda in Rachel Maddow's case. People like her, they're just pushing this Russian hacking narrative. And I don't know what their end game is, but this is a fake story. A Russian hacker was arrested in Spain for financial hacking, for planning ransomware on people's computers. Now, there's this fake report that's being pushed out there by people like Rachel Maddow, that his wife said that he was arrested and it was connected to the 2016 elections. Well, even if she did say something like that, doesn't mean she knows what she's talking about, okay? But all one has to do is Google. Google is your friend, and you'll find a number of other reports disputing this fake news Rachel Maddow is putting out about a Russian hacker being arrested for something connected to the 2016 elections. We'll go to a European outlet. The BBC says a Russian arrested in Spain over mass hacking. Not for hacking the DNC, not for hacking any of the state's electronic voting machines, nothing of the sort. We'll go ahead and read a bit from this BBC report. Spanish police have arrested a Russian programmer following U.S. allegations of large-scale hacking. Priyator Lavashov was held in Barcelona on Friday and is remanded in custody. Spanish police said Mr. Lavashov controlled a botnet called KiliHost, hacking information and installing malicious software in hundreds of thousands of computers. The arrest was part of a complex inquiry carried out in collaboration with the FBI, police said. Mr. Lavashov is subject to a U.S. international arrest warrant, and a Spanish court will hear whether he can be extradited. Much of his alleged activity involved ransomware, blocking a computer's access to certain information and demanding a ransom for its release. Mr. Lavashov's wife, Maria, told Russian broadcaster RT that the arrest had been made in connection with allegations that Russians had hacked the U.S. presidential election. Now, I'm going to stop it right there, for example, because I've shared articles and videos, reports from Russia Today. And just today, you know, we were told, and we've been hearing this from elements of the American propaganda machine, that Russia Today is a propaganda outlet for the Russians. So why would they be citing or anybody be believing Russia Today? I'm not saying that, you know, all media is propaganda. It's just whether or not they're telling the truth or not. So she says that to Russian Today. And so Rachel Maddow is using that as a source, Russia Today as a source, when in the past they've accused Russia Today of being a propaganda outlet under the control of Vladimir Putin. So, I mean, come on, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But she said Spanish police had told her the arrest was in connection with a virus which appears to have been created by my husband and is linked to Donald Trump's victory. Maybe this woman just wanted to get on the news or something like that. However, agency France Press News Agency quoted a source close to the matter in Washington as saying that Mr. Lavashov's detention was not tied to anything involving allegations of Russian interference with the U.S. election. So again, how do you interfere in an election without hacking the electronic voting machines? Now, they want to say again that they're talking about the hack of the DNC service, which I've seen no evidence of, which the FBI's cybercrimes division has never examined the DNC service. So I guess we're supposed to just take their word for it. No, I don't think so. But nobody's disputing if those emails that were published through WikiLeaks are true. Nobody's disputing the truth of the matter. They're just mad because Hillary Clinton and the DNC was exposed for being liars, for exposed for being immoral and unethical people who ran a rigged election to determine who the Democratic presidential candidate was going to be. So, I mean, it's just really, all of this is just really so surreal to me. I mean, I was going to say, like, they must think we stupid, but to be honest with you, there are a lot of stupid people out there. As you see, this fake news from Rachel Maddow is trending on Twitter right now. All right, this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Support independent media. Make a donation today to the Black Talk Media Project.org.